Good morning, everyone. It's Donna Maria, the founder and CEO at the Indie Business Network and also DonnaMaria.com. And welcome to the Lifestyle CEO Show, where we empower you to enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. I'm here this morning as a part of Black Biz Live. You guys know I've done this before. It's an organization that I belong to, which is really just a collaborative effort to promote Black-owned businesses across the United States. And so I want to give a quick shout out to the founders of that organization, Adia Rogers, the trendy socialite, Pamela Booker from Coils by Nature, and also Christine St. Veal of Moms in Charge, No N. So as a part of my collaboration with them, I do my Lifestyle CEO Show, and then I do it in collaboration with Black Biz Live every couple of weeks because I sign up as a part of the membership that I have in their organization. I sign up to do a part of it, do some of my lives in conjunction and collaboration with everyone who's a part of that membership. So I'm excited to be here today and meet with you. So for those of you who don't know me and aren't familiar with me and my work, I am the founder and CEO at the Indie Business Network, which is a trade organization that serves makers and handmade entrepreneurs. But here at the Lifestyle CEO Show and at DonnaMaria.com, what I do is I mentor you with the total sum of the 20 years of entrepreneurial experience that I have, so that I'm able to share through this show and through that website the tips, the ideas, the strategies, and really just the in the trenches advice that I am able to deliver because I have been in business for so long. And because I've been in one business for so long, I haven't jumped around from thing to thing. And I did that in large part because of the principles that I share with you here at Lifestyle CEO. And so for those of you who don't know, a Lifestyle CEO is a person who owns a business, not just for financial reasons, but also to enjoy the benefits of independence, freedom, flexibility, and fun. And that sort of catchphrase is something that I devised 20 years ago, almost 20 years ago. Maybe it was more like 15, because I'd been in business for a little bit before I kind of put this together. And the idea was that I wanted to be able to create a mindset. I wanted to be able to share a mindset and really nail down my own mindset in a way that other people could understand. So even 20 years ago, I was noticing that the world of work was changing. Like, I was seeing this. I had quit my job twice by the middle of 2000, and each time after I quit, like, my timing sucked, right? But after I quit each of those jobs, within 6 months, the entire department that I had been a part of was laid off. So in hindsight, I probably should have seen that coming and waited for my severance package, but I didn't. But what I did know that was that there was this undercurrent of change that was happening. And it was happening with everyone, but it was mostly happening with women. At the time, I was not married. I did not have children. But I watched the women who were doing those things. And they were struggling. And they were happy with the money they were making. And they even liked their work. They were challenged by their work, and they enjoyed it. But they didn't like the terms under which they had to work. They didn't like the conditions. They didn't like that there was no flexibility involved in their work. And so I watched this for a little while, and I craved that kind of flexibility. So over time, I continued to hone this mantra, this independence, freedom, flexibility, and fun, and this idea of owning a business, not just for financial reasons, but so that I could enjoy my life. Like, that was the whole thing I wanted to do. I didn't want to spend 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day doing something that I didn't feel fit my life. And I looked for a job that would do that, and there wasn't one. So I had to create my own. And so here at the Lifestyle CEO, we live by 6 core values. And those core values are freedom, flexibility, finances, family, fun, and fitness. So if you put those 6 things together, you really have a lot of what you need to run a successful business that's integrated into your life. And that was what I wanted to do. And that's what I set out to do. And that's what I've done. And that's what I now empower and help other people to do. I help men too, but I mostly help women because that's really where my passion is to help women realize that they don't have to rely on a third party, a traditional job, a man, an alimony check, whatever it is, to support themselves and their children if they have any. They can create something with their own hands, with their own minds, with their own creative, imaginative spirit and make it work. So that's what we do here. So today what I want to share with you is my shows generally revolve around those six topics. Today I want to talk about flexibility. Flexibility is, as I've defined before, the ability to do the things that you have to do when you have to do them, and also the things that you want to do when you want to do them. But this flexibility is not boundless, okay? So, you know, when I first started my job, my business, actually, this was my second business that I started. You know, I thought I could just, you know, do what I wanted to do all day, and I'd have all this freedom and fun and not be tied down by the man. And so my business failed ultimately because I had all this freedom, but there were no boundaries around that freedom. And ultimately what that produced for me was constraint. Like my business began to constrain me because I was so free and I was so boundaryless that I wasn't getting the things done that I needed to get done. So what I want to share with you is the importance in your business of making sure that even though you have flexibility, even though you have freedom in your business, that you have to put borders around it. You have to have some boundaries. So consider like a flowing stream. Like every flowing stream, generally speaking, you know, it flows with some force down a particular path, right? And there's some force behind it. So if a stream is rapidly flowing, you don't want to jump into it because it'll just carry you away. And the reason for that is because there's boundaries around that stream, and that's where its strength comes from. Its strength comes because it is constrained, right? It has some borders around it. And once those borders disappear, what happens? It just sort of flows out into a lake, or it flows out into some body of water that doesn't have as much strength. It's more serene. The flow is not what it used to be. The energy is no longer there. So if you understand what I'm saying and you have a business, and you probably know this, look back over your own business and think about how you run it. What happens on the days when you pull your calendar out and you have a plan? Like, I'm going to work out at this time. I'm going to do my podcast at this time. I'm going to create my programs or products at this time. I'm going to make sales calls at this time. At the end of a workday like that, you've probably accomplished a lot because you have put boundaries around your time. But if you get up in the morning and you're like, oh, what do I feel like making today? Am I going to do a podcast today or am I not? You know, how do I feel about working out? Is it something I'm going to do or not? Is this a workout day? Is it not a workout day? Should I make any sales calls today? I don't know. Maybe I will. Depends on how I feel. Blah, blah, blah. Those sorts of days are the ones where your energy is diffused, like your power is lost. So as we talk about the flexibility that I think is so important and that I want you to embrace fully in your business, I want you to also remember that there have to be boundaries around that flexibility. There has to be some plan in place generally and specifically, so that you are able to flow like a stream with power, so that your energy is directed in a particular direction, so that you are able to achieve specific goals, so that your energy is not diffused. So if you are flexible, you can be flexible to a fault. Okay, you can be so flexible that nothing gets done. But if you are flexible in the sense that you're moving things around in the day, if your kid gets sick, you know, you may have to just put that workout off until later. If your husband needs something important that only you can help him with and it's an urgent situation, then maybe you do switch those sales calls around, or maybe you just don't do them that day. You do them the next day. Or maybe, you know, you just have to skip them all together because life is like that. But when you have something that gives you a roadmap for the day, you can actually end up where you want to end up more often than not, because those are exceptional situations. Unless you have very small children, you know, those are exceptional situations. Your husband's not going to call you every day and need something urgent, right? But as your children grow up, as mine have, eventually they don't need as much attention. They don't need as much urgent attention, I should say. You can build the kind of attention that you give to them into your schedule, because they're not toddlers anymore and they can control themselves and they can say, you know, I don't actually need that right now. I can wait until after my mom is done with her sales calls, and then I can go to her and ask her for whatever it is that I need. So I want you to embrace flexibility, but I don't want you to do it without boundaries, because flexibility without boundaries at the end of the day equals constraint. And you do not want to be constrained in your business, because if you're constrained in your business, you can't grow your business. And if you can't grow your business, you are also ultimately constrained in your life. And that is not what we want here at the Lifestyle CEO. So I hope this was helpful to you. If you have questions that you want to ask me about flexibility, you know, I've got two kids, I've got a husband, I run a home, I manage a home, I manage a business. And so I am able to give you some insight, not just from like books I've read and whatnot, but from the things that I've been doing and how I've been managing to run a business consistently and profitably for so long, for almost 20 years, with the principles that I share with you here. So if you have a question, please post it below and I will answer it. And if you also, if this was helpful to you, please share it. Like if you know some other women who need to be empowered by this message of flexibility is good, but flexibility without boundaries is constraint, please share this message with them, because I want more people to know how this sort of lifestyle CEO mindset can help them be successful in their life, in their business. And if you're watching on the replay, thanks so much. Leave a replay note below. I look forward to seeing you next time on the Lifestyle CEO Show. Thanks to Black Biz Live. Again, you guys have a great day. Bye-bye.